Thanks, everybody, for joining us for another episode of our podcast series From Logic. I'm with Fabian Bartnick today. He's the VP of Sales in Asia Pacific. And I, of course, am Glenn Hausman today. And today, Fabian, I want to talk to you about analytics. There seems to be a lot of different types. I didn't really know this until I started studying this. But boy, to be, you know, to be really focused on revenue management, you have to understand all these different types, right?
Absolutely. If you can, you can segment it and dissect as many ways as you possibly can. But if you go by somebody like a Gartner, they really put it down into four, let's call them buckets. So the initial phase is really a descriptive analytics before moving on to a diagnostic, moving on to a predictive, and then, of course, going to a prescriptive. And last week, we talked about the maturity stages in different companies.
Right.
It's important to understand those differences, because if you have just learned to ride your bicycle, me giving you a car doesn't help you, because you have not come to that evolution in your own development in order to drive a car, regardless if it's a Ferrari or just a small SUV.
Right. So we're talking about you have to start with training wheels before you can get anywhere. And I guess that's where descriptive analytics comes in, right? It's used to really just summarize what happened.
Yeah. See, the best way of, if you're running your Excel sheets and you look in the past and you possibly do a couple of day of week statistics, we really aggregate and put very, very average and counts and sums over it. So very lightweight way of drawing insight out of the data. So in other companies, you might have heard the term data mining. That's relatively close to the descriptive.
Right. Yeah. So descriptive analytics is the first one. And then we have diagnostic analytics. That's more about why did something happen, right?
Absolutely. So the difference between the descriptive and the diagnostic is you change the angle of how you look at the data. That also means that you can give a little bit more emphasis to the technology. So every time you run analytics, you have a, let's call it a data pot. Mm-hmm. Then you will have a technology aspect, which runs the analytics. And then you have the human input. And then you're really moving on to decisions and actions. So the human input, the more you go down the analytical line, becomes less and less, because the analytics are stronger, are more high powered. So in the diagnostic part, it really, the analytics will give you a why did it happen, but they still don't tell you what's going to happen, and they still don't tell you, hey, what should you actually be doing?
Right, and that's why we need predictive analytics, the next step.
Correct. Predictive analytics is all about what could happen. Let me give you an example. Whenever you go out of the house, generally do the same thing walking to your car. It doesn't matter if you play with your keys, if you press a beep beep button, there's always something that you follow a certain sequence. That means after a certain amount of time, I will be able to predict with certainty that Glenn is going to go and play with the keychain on the way to the car, because I've observed him quite a few times in the past.
Which then means that you need to use prescriptive analytics in order to prescribe an action based on the information you got from predictive analytics. Is that correct?
For the predictive, it's really about what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you now bringing in prescriptive?
Yes.
The prescriptive is really then your, let's call it, hardcore optimization.
Ooh.
It's your what if. It's elements of game theory. It has active items of saying, what should I actually be doing? Giving you the different scenarios to say what would be the best possible outcome, knowing what you're going to do. So if you are playing with your keychain, how can I optimize it? How do I know that you're doing this? What should we do? Maybe give you a smaller keychain, maybe give you a bigger keychain, maybe make the walk to the car shorter or longer, so you have more playtime.
Hmm. That is all really interesting and very, very complicated. And, you know, that's why we're doing these podcasts over here, Fabian. I think that next time we're going to have to dig even deeper into this kind of stuff because I find it interesting. I find it really fascinating. And it's a really revolutionary way of looking at data, don't you think?
The prescriptive? Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think the predictive, the industry is there or thereabout. At the bigger chains, at the larger companies, we're still having an awful lot in the industry that sits at the descriptive stage and sits at the diagnostic stage. And it's fine because that's where they are in their evolution. But there is technology that can easily take them to the next step. And just because it becomes more complex doesn't mean the user has to be more complex. It just means that us in Logic, for example, have to make it easier for you to make a decision, and we take care of the complexities.
Great, and that's a great place to wrap this up. And if you are interested in learning about more how Logic can help improve your ability to forecast the best prices possible on any given night of the year, check out logic.com. That's LODGIQ.com. Or drop Fabian a line. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll be back next month with a much more deeper dive into what's happening in the world of machine learning, data sets, and all of that big data kind of stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.